Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Rosana. It's great to be here at the KGNU. Yeah, so really my inspiration for doing my honors thesis on that particular movement was really based on my own experiences as a student organizer when I was in college. So I recently just graduated from CU this past May. And while I was an undergrad, I had actually been a part of UMASIMECHA, which is a student organization on campus that works a lot on Latinx activism and different social issues pertaining to the Latinx community. And I just, was really curious to learn how these other activists had been successful in creating systemic change. Their efforts led to the establishment of the Ethnic Studies Department at CU Boulder that we have today, which is a very esteemed department, does really amazing research, and one of the only departments that has a PhD program for ethnic studies in the country, actually. So I was just, really approaching it from my own personal lens as a community organizer, really interested to see how it was that these protesters in the 90s were able to make such an impactful change that has impacted my education, as a as an ethnic studies major myself, but also a lot of my close friends who are also activists.
You and UMASIMECHA have organized an event and a panel discussion on the student protest this coming Friday, June 10th at BMOCA, and it's a free event. Why did you decide to organize this event? And please share some details about the event and the importance of the discussion that you will be facilitating and who will be participating. It seems like it's a big, big event.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm really excited because just to give you, a little bit of the layout of the event, then I could talk about the significance. So the event itself is going to be split into two main sort of parts. First, there's going to be an exhibit that I had curated myself, along with a couple of other UMASIMECHA members, that really just explores like a lot of the research that I did on the 1994 ethnic studies protests, but through the sources that I was actually looking at when I was doing the research. So really trying to bring those sources to life. So it's really inviting the audience to re-examine this historical event themselves. So we're going to have a lot of newspaper clippings, a lot of images of the protests from the time as they were taking place, so that people can really get a feel for what the issues were that, students of color and their allies were really protesting for at the time. So that's kind of the first part of the event. The second part of the event is there's going to be a community panel. So I was really honored to get in touch with a lot of the activists that did participate in this movement in the 90s. So we have four activists from that time who are going to be coming and speaking about their experience during the protests. So that includes Carlos Kareem Windham, Marta Lochamin, who's the Boulder County Commissioner. And then it also includes Tim Russo, who works at KGNU as well. And then we also have Monica Perez, who currently works in education down in Denver. So we have a really good lineup, and really, the significance of it, of this event, really is just to bring awareness to an event that is very important, not just the legacy of CU Boulder in terms of, Black, Indigenous, people of color, having student movements, but really on a national scale. This was a multiracial, coalition movement to get an ethnic studies department where, there were all sorts of students from different backgrounds participating in this. It's really just to draw attention to this movement that I really feel has gone overlooked.
What do you see as the legacy of the 90s student protest, and how does that manifest itself today for students at CU and students that are participating in UMASIMECHA?
Oh yeah, very big question. Just from my own research and from getting to curate this event, I think what I would say the significance of the 1994 protests are to me and my own organizing would be that, the 94 protests really gave us sort of a model and really a historical example of when people from different backgrounds, different racial backgrounds, were really able to come together and make really substantial systemic change in a very short amount of time. which is something that I think a lot of, you know, movements today are trying to do, right? Whether that's the Black Lives Matter movement, or, you know, movements for undocumented folks. Like, there are all sorts of different movements right now that are really trying to push past a lot of gridlock, you know, a lot of, you know, people in power who may not want these really big changes to happen, right? So I think that this movement really gives us a relational sort of perspective on how we can sort of work together to actually make really big changes happen. And then on top of that, you know, what it means for Umas y Mecha specifically, I think, is really just kind of, you know, stitching together more of the history of our student organization, because we have a very rich history on the campus, and Umas y Mecha did also play a really big role in these protests as well, which I think the exhibit will make very clear. And in particular, you know, Umas y Mecha was really concerned at the time with the alleged racial discrimination of a Chicano professor in the sociology department. And that was really what spurred their activism at the time. And, you know, later on, they were able to, you know, form coalitions with other organizations for the ethnic studies department specifically. So I think for the organization, it also has a really, you know, specific historical significance of really starting to, you know, bridge together, well, what has happened, you know, since the 70s? What was activism looking like after Los Seis, after these different, you know, bombings and things that happened in the 70s? So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Mateo, if you can also, just for our listeners to remember what Los Seis de Boulder are, I think it is important, because when I was going out there and before COVID, I was able to interview you and follow you, because there was a huge movement at that time in school because of the Seis de Boulder. So if you can just make a reference about that, because it's good to bring it, to highlight it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so Los Seis de Boulder essentially were six activists back in 1974. Who were killed in two separate car bombings in Boulder. And unfortunately, you know, their deaths were never solved by law enforcement or anything. But what we do know about their lives is that they were very active in the Chicano movement specifically, and at the CU Boulder campus. Each of Los Seis had, you know, a tie to CU Boulder in being students, being graduate students, et cetera. So it's, you know, that's they're basically like icons for the movement. And a lot of people really consider them, you know, symbols of resistance for the Chicanx educational movement. And that's really what their significance is.
In particularly around social and racial justice. And this push for certain sectors to ban the teaching of critical race theory and historical injustices. It's huge. So if you can make a reference about this issue, because it's so pertinent, like many people, they don't know about the Seis de Boulder.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I think, you know, really points to why, you know, re-examining the 1994 ethnic studies protest is such an important legacy right now, you know, to re-examine. But I think especially today, but really throughout history, there has always been, I would say, from, you know, different educational systems, people in power, sort of this, I guess, this trepidation to really examine race and examine class and these different social identities in a critical way. And, you know, some of the pushback that people really received in the 94 protests, at least from what I had seen in the media, and I think what will become apparent from the exhibit as well, people have felt, you know, even in the past that, oh, we're not ready to talk about race in that way, especially in the 90s. Like, that was really kind of a really predominant sort of theme of like, oh, like, you know, we don't talk about race. Like, why are we talking about it in these explicit sort of ways, right? And I think we still see that sort of discourse today. It just takes on kind of a different light, right? Depending on who you're talking to. And now, you know, we're seeing these sort of outright attacks on these programs that were developed, you know, throughout the 60s, 70s, and onwards, you know, into the 90s. And, you know, I think it really just points to the fact that, you know, there were previous generations of activists that fought for us to have these programs and these curriculums, but it's also very necessary to keep those histories alive and to continue to engage with those histories so that they can't be erased. So I think in particular, for students and for people who are hoping to be allies to students as they are continuing to push for social change onto UBoulder's campus specifically, it's really important to attend this panel so that they can have some of that firsthand knowledge of activists who have pushed for that change and, you know, kind of what their wisdom and words of advice is for people who are continuing to push for change today.
Mateo Manuel Vela, telling us about this important panel discussion happening at BMOCA this Friday, June 10th from 5 to 7:30, an event that is highlighting the importance of social justice movements. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.